Elissa Walker-Campbell, the Big E Sports Show, rolls on at Yahoo Sports Radio. As we close out tonight's show, we have selected a book review on the anatomy of competition in sports. It is, I would say, a compelling read that delves into the nature of competition within the nation's major sports, all six of them, and the long journey to the pros. And I'm a mom, so, you know, so many kids today, they dream of becoming a professional athlete, yet 1 in 1,000 high school seniors will go on to play in a major pro league. So here with us tonight is Christopher B. Dube. He is an author. He's the professor of sociology at Southern Connecticut State University, and he's here to talk about his new book, The Anatomy of Competition in Sports, The Struggle for Success in Major U.S. Professional Leagues. He is joining us on a Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Christopher.
Good evening, Alyssa.
Well, it is time for us to discuss the long journey to the pros, and you highlight in the book the struggle many athletes have and they must face, but this is a broad look at the competition pro athletes tend to face, everything from a young athlete, to going to the pros and life after playing their sport. You're very specific on that. Tell us just overall, what is the focus of your book?
Well, you covered it very nicely. The focus is looking at the competitive process that players in these six major leagues have to go through. And part of the focus is in the introduction to say, what is it that these folks, by the way, the WNBA is in there,
Yes.
You know, the Women's Basketball
of course,
League.
Yeah.
I would love to have more women's sports. But in this book, at least, it wasn't possible. But at any rate, what are the special experiences that these folks have that the rest of us don't have? You mentioned one of them, which is the fact that I came up with four, and they're sequential. They start in childhood. Little kids playing the game. Now, plenty of people like me also played baseball, football, etc. But these guys, you know for sure that as kids, they spent hours and hours playing maybe several games. That doesn't happen in other professions. A surgeon, as a little kid, doesn't practice surgery. An accountant, a plumber, etc. They just don't. That's one of four. I'm not going to go through all four. The second, let me mention that. That's the one you mentioned, you brought up. 1 in 1,000 chances of making it from each one of these sports as a high school kid to the pro level. It's such a long shot. And in fact, in some other work I'm doing now, I found that coaches at the youth level told the kids, forget about being a pro. I'm not entirely comfortable with that. But I can see that certainly they had the odds on their side in doing so.
What are the certain qualities that are necessary to take your game to that level, to thrive in the pro sports world and to be successful? Because as you're just talking about, I mean, less than 1 in 1,000 high school seniors will be able to play in a major pro league. I mean, that is a long shot.
Well, you know, that's a heck of an interesting question. I don't have a total answer to it. Obviously, you got to have some ability. But do you have to be terribly talented? I'm not entirely sure. I think I'd almost prefer a guy like Bruce Bowen, who played for the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
And clearly is not so terribly talented, but worked his butt off, you know, and kept fighting. That's the other quality that Bowen had, that he never gave up. I don't care about the numbers, he must have said. I'm going to make this team. I don't care if I've got to go to Europe for 2 years or play in the D-League in basketball.
Right.
I'm going to make it. So those are several of the qualities. Obviously, ability is very, very helpful. And the guys that are truly talented have an advantage. there's a discussion. One of the things I do in the book, besides give a lot of general information and good sources, is I have a lot of little stories and anecdotes. And one of them in the book features Billy Beane, who's currently longtime GM of the Oakland Athletics, and his roommate in minor league ball, Lenny Dykstra. And Beane was commenting on Dykstra. I think he said, this guy doesn't have so much ability. He certainly didn't have more than Billy Beane, who was very talented. But he goes up to the plate and strikes out. He doesn't let it bother him the next time. He goes up there and says, darn it, I'm going to hit a home run this time. Beane would go up and, as he described it, be lucky to get the ball out of the infield because he just lost all confidence. And that confidence is terribly important, probably very hard to maintain in this kind of situation that's so competitive.
Where can they go to get a copy of the book, Christopher?
Where can you go? Oh, you can go online, Amazon and these other booksellers, and just stick in the first part of the title, and they'll give you all the information.
Well, I certainly enjoyed the background of the story you shared about Kevin Durant and kind of what in junior high he had an ambivalent attitude towards basketball, and then everything changed his sophomore year in high school and took a turn for a better. So
one of the things you see, you mentioned about having children, one of the things you see in there with Kevin Durant and also LeBron James in the same section is the enormous importance of their mothers in helping them in the low-income situation in which they were located. Yeah. They really made a huge difference. There's a very compelling quote there from LeBron James on that subject.
Congratulations on the book. That, of course, was Christopher B. Dube, author of his new book, The Anatomy of Competition in Sports. And right now, we'd like to pause and thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup. Our very own from YSR, Andy Pondillo, with our weekly MLB news and notes. Patrick Garbin, the author of the new book, The Georgia Bulldogs. Joe Castiglione, the athletic director at the University of Oklahoma. Susie Faber-Hamilton, three-time Olympian. And Cliff Harris, Dallas Cowboy great. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.